The Queensland government and industry groups are pinning their hopes on the coal-rich Galilee Basin to rake back thousands of mining jobs. Queensland's mining employment figures have dropped rapidly in the past 2.5 years. Despite the coal price collapse and shrinking demand, the state government's hoping that construction of a rail line to link the multi-billion dollar Carmichael project to a North Queensland port will start this year, Stephanie Smale reports.
At least 8,000 jobs have disappeared from Queensland's mining sector since the end of 2011. 450 roles have been cut in the past 2 weeks. There's hopes the four big projects being planned for the state's coal-rich Galilee Basin will help. The Queensland Resources Council says the rail line for the Indian coal giant Adani's Carmichael project could generate nearly 2,500 jobs. The state's Premier, Campbell Newman, says that part of the $16.5 billion project has been approved.
It comes at the right time because as the massive LNG and CSG projects are reaching completion in terms of their construction, this is the opportunity to see people transition to those new construction projects. So you know, we hope that Adani, it's their commercial decision, we hope they choose to commence their project before the end of the year with, for example, the building of the construction camp to get these things going.
There's doubts the projects will be able to attract the financial backing they need to get started. But Queensland's Deputy Premier and Infrastructure Minister Jeff Seeney describes the rail line approval as a step forward.
It brings closer the prospect of enormous amount of jobs and business opportunities for people in central Queensland and indeed people throughout Queensland.
In contrast to the positive political messages, more criticism has emerged about the plan to develop major mines in the region. Rod Campbell is an economist at the Australia Institute. He argues the Galilee Basin projects will cannibalise other parts of the Australian coal industry.
Should they go into construction, a lot of those jobs, even without the output of the coal beginning, are going to take away from existing operations. There's so many operations that are struggling, they're looking to close, they're looking to lay off workers. All the ideas about job creation overlook the jobs that will be destroyed elsewhere in the coal industry and elsewhere in the economy.
Rod Campbell says the coal projects will put further downward pressure on already low global coal prices. He argues the Queensland government is ignoring solid evidence against the development of the Galilee Basin.
The Queensland government has spent $9.5 billion over the last 6 years in investing in and to a large extent assisting the coal industry. So there are huge amounts of state government money tied up in the coal industry, and I think they're lacking the political will and the economic foresight to call an end to that.
Agricultural land has been set aside to build the rail corridors through the Galilee Basin. Some landholders are unhappy with the proposed route and are concerned about compulsory land acquisitions. Campbell Newman says the issues are being addressed.
People are concerned about literally the positioning of a railway line within a few hundred metres, and that can make a difference in terms of someone's irrigation infrastructure, or it might be to do with a stockyard or infrastructure for their feedlot. Those changes are the ones that I've personally asked the Coordinator General. Remember, he's an independent statutory officer. I have asked him to be very mindful of on the ground. We'll do our best to mitigate those impacts.
Queensland's Premier Campbell Newman ending Stephanie Smale's report.